with it long enough, find it difficult to have a red wire plugged into a negative terminal of a battery. Okay. Recharging a battery. So this question came up a little bit earlier. Let me just talk a little bit about recharging a battery. When a battery is operating in its normal manner, discharging, having its chemistry used up to make electricity, what does it do? It pumps charge from the negative end to the positive end. That's the direction that takes work. It uses up its chemistry to do that. And the current passing through it undergoes a voltage rise. So energy is going into the current, coming out of the chemistry. So you're running out of chemical potential energy. The battery discharges, gets old. This is why batteries eventually die. They look the same, but if you open them up, you discover the chemicals have changed. The nice zinc powder that was in a brand new alkaline battery is now all this pasty gray gunk. All right? What's the alternative? If you send current backwards, you can recharge the battery. And this is, you know, it depends on how. You got to be careful with recharging batteries that are not expecting it, because the energy that doesn't go into recharging often goes into thermal energy. In fact, it always goes into thermal energy. And if you boil liquids inside of a sealed battery, what do you think happens to the battery? Kaboom! So rechargeable batteries always have to have some sort of vent against overheating and boiling, if there's any liquid inside. All right. So if you have a circuit that deliberately pushes electricity backwards through a battery, you will recharge the battery, and the battery, instead of giving energy to the current, it takes energy out of the current. It causes a voltage drop to occur in the current. So it's as though the current went through a light bulb or something. It sucked energy out of it. In this case, the current's going through a battery backwards, and the battery sucks the energy out of the current. And you end up replenishing some of the battery's chemical potential energy. So I can show you a few things associated with this. The first one I'll do is I'll show you what happens if you put one of the batteries in a circuit backwards. So here I've got three batteries, 1, 2, 3. And if I run electricity in a circuit containing that battery, we get a nice, very bright light bulb, right? But if I take one of the batteries and reverse it, pull it out, turn it around backwards, shove it in, it's still a circuit, and you see the batteries, the light's still glowing very dimly. Can you see that? What's happening now is the current starts at this battery. This battery pumps it to 1.5 volts. It goes to the second battery, but the second battery is backwards. The current goes through it backwards and goes back down to 0 volts. It leaves its energy behind in this battery. And then it goes through the third battery and goes back up to 1.5 volts. It doesn't matter which battery I reverse. I can reverse the second battery. It might be conceptually easier. Third battery might be conceptually easier to do. If I do that, come on. Okay, there we are, back to glowing dim. So we got a battery. We go from 0 volts to 1.5. 1.5 to 3, and then 3 back down to 1.5. So as this runs, these two batteries are losing energy. They're consuming their chemicals. This battery is recharging. It's actually taking energy out of the current, which is why the bulb is so dim, and it's building up its chemical energy again. So that's one version of this demonstration. The second one is here. Move this out of the way. Here I've got a big battery. Can you see this down here, or is that too low? Yeah, that's pretty bad. Let me come up here where you can see it better. This is a device that shows you which way current is flowing. Do I have enough leads? Yes. Okay. All my jelly beans. You see the little row of lights there, the little red lights? That's going to show you which way current is going. So I'll clip this on, and I'm almost certainly going to get it backwards. It's just part of the circuit. That's right. Oh, I got lucky. Okay. Current is now flowing out of the positive terminal here, through the wire, through this device, which is showing the current move. See the current move? Running the motor. and going back to pick up more energy. Okay, motor's turning. So energy's going from the battery to the motor. Now watch what happens if I take the motor and crank it myself and play generator. Believe it or not, motors and generators are almost the same things. So I take this and I crank it faster than it wants to run all by itself. Instead of being a motor, it'll become a generator. And I will send current backwards through the whole circuit and recharge the battery. So you watch the little lights on that circuit. Ready? See it going backwards? I let go. The battery's not discharging. This is a motor. Now I'm going faster. The battery's recharging. This is a generator. Okay? If you want to try this after class, you just come clip this lead up here on the battery. Okay, let me just see if there are any more pieces here that I want to talk about before we call it a day. Short circuit. Let me just do a little bit of short circuit before we close up here. If you've got a conducting path that bypasses the load, so for example, in a circuit that's got a light bulb in it, if you have a wire that goes from one side of the light bulb to the other and bypasses the light bulb, the current bypasses the light bulb too. It follows the path that minimizes its potential energy as quickly as possible, and it feels the strongest electric field and the strongest tendency to flow down that short path. So the path is short. It's called a short circuit because the circuit isn't the whole length it's supposed to be. So you use the word short circuit, you no doubt use it at some point in your life, and people talk about plugging their fingers into a wall socket or something like that and getting short circuited. You know, that's not the right use of the word. The real use of the word is when the circuit has a wire or some electrical connection from one side of the circuit to the other, skipping the load, the light bulb, the radio, something that's supposed to get the electricity. When that happens, there's no official location for the energy to go to, no official destination. The energy gets used up in the wires themselves. So the current flows, it goes from the battery through the wires back to the battery. And then where does it leave its energy behind? Well, partly in the battery and partly in the wires. So the wires can get red hot, and it's a recipe for fires. And let me show you the fires, okay? We can burn up a one-minute paper here. So the light bulb is now on. I've deliberately put a weak spot in the wire right here. And now this is the short circuit. We're going to go from one side of the light bulb to the other, skipping the light bulb. Light bulb's out. No current, no self-respecting current wants to go through that light bulb. But watch what's happening over here to the wire. Okay, it's gotten red hot. So this is why you do not want short circuits in your house. Okay? Because the wires then receive all the electrostatic potential energy and they get red hot. Okay? All right, we'll continue on Wednesday.